They're a unique, affordable, lightweight, robust solar light. They're about 9 by 9 centimetres. They can be clicked together to form a panel to make any number of lights for great expanses of building.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly I see them having a couple clicked together, going to allow people to, kids to do their homework under very good lighting and read. This is in line with another wonderful Rotary project that's just about to be completed, where we've delivered 100,000 books to every primary school in Samoa and also built library shelves. This has been a very ambitious program and we're very excited to have done this. So these solar lights go hand in hand with this. Now they'll be able to read these beautiful new books, and we're promoting reading in this country, which is resources, of course, sadly lacking in schools.
Okay, so how is the rollout going to work? Where will it be going, and how do you get it out there? And I suppose, who is funding it?
Well, the seed funding did come from Graham Bowler, who's from Sutherland Rotary, who has had great plans for, in fact, lighting up all of the Pacific. Once we finish our rollout plan, based on our the way we've done it, we'll have a framework for it, how this can be achieved, and this can be passed on to other Pacific nations. We work with one of our organisations we work with is Women in Business. They're a marvellous group of local Samoans who work closely with farming communities, particularly encouraging organic farming.
Mm-hmm.
And they have field workers going out every day, and they will be distributing these lights to the working families, farming families. In that process, they will identify families who are very needy, and we hope to fill that gap as well by providing lights for free. But mostly everyone will pay for it, which is a great thing, because it's a very much a donor handout society, and people can pay for them. They have a more sense of pride in doing that and more proud in the product they have.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be 20 tala, which is about $8 Australian, which is very reasonable, extremely reasonable. Mm-hmm. As I said, the seed funding has come from a consortium of Rotary clubs in Australia, Graham Bowler from Sutherland being the leader on this.
Mm-hmm.
Once we collect all those funds, that will be returned to them, and a new they will then repurchase and send to us a new batch of lights to be distributed.
So
the objective being, or the target being, to provide solar lights to as many households as possible.
So there is no upper limit on this. That is, as long as people are prepared to take them, provide a fairly minimal payment, it can then be spread out to even more people.
Absolutely, that's the plan.
And you, as you mentioned there as well, you're doing it in Samoa. You'd like to see this rolled out in other countries. I think I mentioned at the start there, it's also proved successful in Papua New Guinea, these kits as
That's
well.
That's correct. But I believe we are the first in Polynesia to embrace this little product. And it will be of... I think the cost comparisons are enormous. Electricity costs here. It's also here very, very expensive. They import, they ship in their oil, and they're using cash power now. Prepaid power households here, and they'll pay for so many hours, and suddenly they'll run out of light, can't afford to pay any more, and then they're in the dark. So it could work, you know, these solar lights have come very much into play. The solar lighting, of course, also is in line with government objectives of renewable energy. So it sort of ticks all the boxes, really.